It is 14 and a half in front of 6 o'clock and waking up to 51. If you want to get tickets for the Jeremy Camp concert, easy way to do that is go to whip.com under the events tab, wwib.com under the events tab. All right, so the Packers got out to a 13-0 lead. They get the extra point blocked and then returned for a two-point score for Dallas, and that seemed to fire them up. And then the Cowboys and the Packers, and what was it, Dallas? Did they lead at halftime? I don't know. And just a back and forth. Nobody could stop anybody. And the Packers, who had the number one scoring defense in the NFL going into that game, yeah, I'm sure don't anymore. But I don't know, is that today's NFL? Opening week, the opening Sunday night game was Buffalo beating Baltimore at like 41-40, and now you get 40-40, a tie in overtime. So, all right. Packers get a bye week now before they host Cincinnati at Lambeau Field. All right. Today in history, it is September 29th. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the older you get, it's a good thing to stay alive, and yet you end up seeing information that you go, well, if I'm going to talk about this and I have any knowledge of it, I'm going to sound old. So that is one of the challenges I'm increasingly facing. So, for instance, if I say, hey, in 1960, my three sons debuted on ABC, Fred McMurray on that hit show. And, yeah, I remember it, although I remember it more in kind of syndication, I guess. So, I don't know. If that means I skew old, I guess it's just kind of unavoidable in that regard. I dropped this knowledge on a few people over the weekend that we had told you the other day that America's oldest person turned 115 on Friday, Naomi Whitehead. And I did not share with you Friday. Again, fascinated by the people who are able to stay alive on this planet. Research on Spanish supercentenarian sheds light on longevity. Maria Brañas, the world's oldest person when she died in Spain at 117 last year, took part in a study looking at the secrets behind her long life. Scientists studied her blood, saliva, urine, and stool to better understand her genetics and gut health and compared her results with other very elderly people. Researchers found that Brañas showed normal signs of old age. It's a shorter telomeres, the protective ends of chromosomes, a certain type of immune cell that builds up with age, and a clonal hematopoiesis, a change in blood stem cells linked to aging. And I don't think I said that right. But she stood out because she had low inflammation, a healthy mix of gut bacteria, and an epigenome that looked younger than expected, meaning her genes were still being switched on and off in beneficial ways. They also discovered, Maria, that she carried rare genetic traits that may have protected her from major illnesses like heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, which are common in old age. Again, being a sports fan, I think of these growing number of things the older you get that can mess with you is just like, you know, this all-star defense, the Bears of 85, and they can rush the passer in your life. Anyhow, keep it going one day at a time, so. All right, let's just use 365promises.com as our devotion this morning. And for that, it's 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. You have an everlasting inheritance reserved in heaven for you. Barry Adams says, there are many uncertain things in this world, but our everlasting inheritance is not one of them. Our God and our Father has secured an incorruptible, undefiled inheritance that will never fade away for everyone who has received the free gift of his Son's life. No matter how unstable things become around you, you can bank on this promise to be unshakable. Because of the abundant mercy of the triune God, we can hope in a special place in heaven that is reserved just for us. It's more certain than the ground you're standing on now. Finally, Barry says, in his great love, God has expressed his abundant mercy to us through the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. When times get tough and the near future looks bleak, may we lift up our eyes to see the amazing future that's in store for us. May we be filled with hope, knowing that you really are our faithful Father, and he's given us an incorruptible inheritance that will never fade away. And that is easy for you to share. It's 365promises.com today for this Monday, September 29th. So go check it out. Share it if you want. There you go. That's something to share on Facebook that hopefully nobody will argue with you about. Happy birthday to Grayson. He's 18 today. Happy birthday, Grayson Schwartz. On his way to school between 6:10 and 6:25. Well, we're ahead of 6:25, so happy birthday, Grayson. from your parents and your sisters. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, our weekend recap. Did a little bit of cooking again. It's become a weekend hobby for me. I guess another sugar-free banana bread with applesauce and maple syrup, but which was a hit at our Sunday night small group. Also some cheesy tater tot casserole, of which they kind of feed you for a few days. Got some of that left. Helped out for a short time at the Love Chippewa Clinic at Chi High on Saturday. Worked at my Chippewa Valley this week. Small groups started and ended the day before the Packer game. Church in between yesterday. My longest conversation with my wife from the airport yesterday, and she is working her way home, due in Chicago early this afternoon.
Well, a couple highlights standing out from my weekend. So late night, going up to Superior with Sam to broadcast a Chi High football game. So 2.5 hours away. So we got back kind of late. So I don't know. I think I got home 1:30 in the morning, something like that. And so, yeah, feeling a little tired throughout the day on Saturday. So I took a nap in a sunbeam at some point on Saturday afternoon and really enjoyed that. So I appreciate, again, how much my wife, who deserves a nap much more than me, encourages me to rest. And I need to do the same thing in return for her. But I really enjoyed that nap. And then highlight on Sunday afternoon, pressing some apple cider at my parents' house. Huh. They have a couple apple trees. And so nieces and nephews and mom and dad, we all got together and made several jugs of apple cider. Top notch. Very good.
Nice.
Very delicious. So enjoy that. Couple highlights from the weekend.
There we go.
Well, hopefully this is a highlight for you all. Brand new music from Michael W. Smith, debuting right here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Our music director, Greg Stewart, always avant-garde with getting the newest music here on WWIB, along with the top hits and your old favorites as well. Getting a brand new tune here from Smitty, hot off the presses and into your ears. It's called Kingdom Come. Let us know what you think. 715-396-1670, the WIB Wake Up Show, always interactive on the listener line.
Meet the glow of the morning star. Hear the Father of lights as he's singing over us. The waves are crashing while the world spins. The heavens crying out who he is. He is calling, let the song in, let it go. So come. Every color, every tongue. We're the children of light, set afire with the banner. Oh, spirit and soul, flesh and bone.
Well, Do you use subtitles when you watch television? Apparently, more and more young people are doing that.
The thing is, I never used to. I thought subtitles were kind of annoying. But now, other than live TV, because the subtitles don't really seem to catch up, pretty much anything I'm watching on the television, on my phone, whatever, I always have the subtitles up because I feel like I'm missing things. And I don't know if it's hearing loss or working radio or what, or just kind of the noise around me, but I've got to have subtitles on. I really, really do.
Yeah, I think more and more with television shows or movies, that if you don't know exactly, if you miss what they said, it gives you another opportunity to make sure you got the content. But this recent poll reveals that younger adults are more inclined to use subtitles while watching TV shows and movies than older adults.
And I used to think this was just, again, for the elderly, but not. About 40% of adults under 45 often use subtitles, compared to 30% of those over 45. Individuals 60 and older are the least likely to use them.
Well,
okay.
My wife and I have been using them some, so yeah.
I mean, and I'm in that under 45, you're in the over 60.
Yeah.
We both use them.
I got to tell you, just speaking of age, I was somewhere, I was at the Love Chippewa Clinic on Saturday, and they were asking, you know, how many in your household? And then they said, how many people between 19 and 59? And I had to laugh. I'm like, what happens when you get over the age group? They're not even asking about it.
This survey about subtitles indicates that younger adults frequently use subtitles due to noisy environments, while older adults tend to use them to enhance understanding. I do both.
Yeah. Younger adults often multitask while watching TV, making subtitles beneficial. But if you're looking at your phone, you're not reading the subtitle.
I can agree with all that. They are very useful, and I'm thankful for them. Every once in a while, it seems like they get things wrong with the subtitles. Maybe they were just put in according to the script, and then someone freelanced. I don't know. But
it's like when people call the station, and we get on the recording line, and we get the transcript of what they
said.
Yeah,
the transcript isn't always what you all are saying.
Monday morning, the WIB wake-up show, and we were talking about our age earlier. You at 38, me at 61. We've both been in our 20s. It's a learning time, you know?
It's been a long time since I've been in my 20s, and as we were approaching this segment, it's like, I don't want to think about how long ago that was.
Well, even longer for me, buddy. So anyhow, what we have, according to Business Insider, these are mistakes people make in their 20s.
All right, and again, context is Business Insider. So people make these mistakes in their 20s, according to this publication. They think education and talent are enough to become successful.
There's a great John Maxwell book that talent isn't enough, right? They don't start saving money.
I think Dave Ramsey would agree with that. Put it aside. They equate happiness with money. I think at any point in life, you can say that's a big mistake that you can make.
People in their 20s are said to neglect their health.
Mistakes people make in their 20s, according to Business Insider, they give up when things get tough. Mistake.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going. They put things off.
They try to please everyone.
They think all friendships can last forever.
They look for their soulmate. They say that's a mistake.
They think moving somewhere new will solve their problems. Wherever you go, there you are, you know?
Right. How about seeing things in black and white? That can be a mistake you make in your 20s.
Couple more. They try planning years in advance.
Or think that they're the only one of their friends struggling. So again, according to Business Insider, mistakes people make in their 20s. I think some good nuggets of wisdom in there.
Yeah. Just live and learn, huh? You know, Christmas isn't that far away. In fact, there's a story today, Caleb, that as of September 25th, 17% of people polled report that they've begun their holiday shopping. 7% say they've finished it.
3 months before Christmas, finishing your Christmas shopping is pretty impressive. Yeah. Here's one thing we hope you'll put on your list, even if you're saying, I'm not going to even think about Christmas shopping for a while yet. Entering our Home for the Holidays contest, or even just sharing it on social media so others know about it. This is always kind of the battle that we face each year doing this, Havo, is I think people think, this is probably for somebody else, and my story's not important enough. But we want to tell you that your story matters.
Yep.
And we'd love to help you be home for Christmas or bring someone home to you.
Yeah, we had a wonderful winner a year ago, and this has always been so good, but we need more stories between now and October 10th. So basically, it's anybody you'd like to go see for the holidays or you'd like to have come to you, we're willing to put $1,000 to make that happen.
Yeah, and again, it was really special. Last year, Ben from Eau Claire, his family nominated him to be actually to be able to go home to his family that he hadn't seen in Mexico for such a long, long time, as he's been living and serving here in our area for years and years, and it was just a special, special moment for him to win. But we've had lots of different stories that have meant so, so much and have touched other people listening as well, too. And so Home for the Holidays is just, again, an opportunity to help a family be together for Christmas. And we do it early, again, with a winter by early November, so that there's plenty of time to make those travel plans. So I know some people might say it's too early to think about Christmas, but we have to do that on purpose here to make sure that, again, our winter can make those Christmas plans to be with those they love.
I know sometimes you can maybe hear this and think, oh, that's too good to be true. Or you think, do you really mean it? Or somebody else is going to win. Put all that aside. Listen, you're not going to win if you don't enter. But if you do enter, you have a chance. And so we want to hear your story. All you got to do is go to wib.com/holidays. I mean, go on your phone, your Chromebook, your desktop, whatever it is, wib.com/holidays. And share your story. And Caleb, they don't need to write a book, right?
No. Again, short entries are totally fine. It's just tell us who would you love to see this Christmas and why. Maybe it's as simple as that. Who would you love to see this Christmas and why? Would it be someone you would go to? Would it be someone you would bring home to you who might not otherwise be able to make it home for Christmas? Maybe things are just tough financially this year, and that $1,000 would really help make it happen for your travel or for someone else's travel. And again, we're serious about this. We're giving $1,000 away, but that deadline comes up October 10th to enter. And it seems like we just don't have a lot of entries so far. So we just want to put a special word out that, hey, we'd love to have you be part of this.
Please go wib.com/holidays, wib.com/holidays. October 10th will come before you know it.